The Fisherman and His Wife, Chapter 9. "Husband," said she, "no more words about it. I must and will be Pope, so go along to the fish." "Now, wife," said the man, "how can I ask him such a thing? It is too bad. It is asking a little too much. And besides, he could not do it."
"What rubbish," said the wife. "If he could make me emperor, he can make me Pope. Go along and ask him."
"I am emperor, and you are only my husband, so go you must." So he went, feeling very frightened. And he shivered and shook, and his knees trembled. And there arose a great wind, and the clouds flew by, and it grew very dark. And the sea rose mountains high, and the ships were tossed about. And the sky was partly blue in the middle, but at the sides very dark and red, as in a great tempest. And he felt very desponding, and stood trembling and said, O man, if man you be, or flounder in the sea, such a tiresome wife I've got, for she wants what I do not."
"Well, what now?" said the fish.
"Oh dear," said the man, "she wants to be Pope." "Go home with you. She is Pope already," said the fish.